It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. A fatal fire in a garage in the Jamaica Estates section of Queens this morning.
Fire Battalion Chief Jack Flatley saw heavy smoke and flames when the department first arrived. It was coming from a detached garage behind a house on 91st Avenue in Jamaica, so the firefighters stretched their hose lines and got to work.
There was a lot of heavy clutter in the building. There were couches, pigeon coops, not really meant for habitation.
But neighbors said there were people living there.
We did a diligent search and were able to locate the two victims. One was on the first floor and one was on the second floor.
And both were dead at the scene. The fire marshals will determine the cause of the blaze. Carol DiIorio, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Jamaica, Queens.
Winds News Time 304. A man on a motorcycle has died after crashing into a car in Queens. Police say a 39-year-old motorcyclist hit a Kia Forte around 5:15 last night in Middle Village. The motorcyclist was taken to a local hospital. He later died. The driver and the passenger in the Kia were not hurt. Police are investigating the cause of the crash. Mayor Adams is scheduled to stand trial in April over his federal corruption allegations. He was back in court yesterday.
Mayor Adams' defense team argued to get his bribery charges thrown out, saying that they don't state any sort of federal offense. But Judge Dale Ho said that wasn't going to happen, at least not yet, though he did vow to take it into consideration. Prosecutors say Adams did use his power and prestige in exchange for favors, specifically putting pressure on the fire department to approve the opening of the Turkish consulate that previously was deemed unsafe. Adams' lawyers pushed for a speedy trial, but the judge says the earliest it possibly can happen due to the volume of discovery in this case is April 21st of next year. Maryland Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM outside of federal court.
The mayor has denied any wrongdoing. NYPD Chief of Patrol John Schell has launched his own personal X account. He has frequently blasted journalists and politicians on his official NYPD account, which is a violation of department rules. On his new account, he describes himself as an independent thinker and says opinions are his own. The Daily News reports that Schell may be gearing up for a career as political commentator after he retires from the department. Day one in the Daniel Penny trial in Manhattan, jurors were shown police body cam video from shortly after Penny put Jordan Neely in a chokehold on the subway last year.
I just put him out.
Prosecutors said the video, played publicly for the first time at Penny's trial, shows Penny acted recklessly and failed to recognize Neely's humanity. Video from May 2023 shows Penny restraining Neely. Prosecutors conceded Neely may have seemed scary, but told the jury Penny used far too much force for far too long, nearly a minute after Neely went limp.
Penny has been charged with manslaughter and reckless homicide. He faces up to 15 years in prison if convicted. A Kentucky police officer involved in the botched raid that killed Breonna Taylor in Louisville 4 years ago has been convicted.
On the third day of deliberations in his federal retrial, a jury convicted Brett Hankinson of using excessive force and violating Taylor's civil rights during the botched raid. Hankinson fired 10 shots into Taylor's sliding glass door and windows, but did not hit anyone. He faces a maximum of life in prison when he's sentenced in March.
It's correspondent Nancy Chen. Macy's held a dress rehearsal at MetLife Stadium today for some of the new balloons being added to the 98th annual Thanksgiving Day parade this year.
It's not Thanksgiving yet, but it sure looks and sounds like it at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade Balloon Fest. It's something the parade executive producer Will Koss tells Wins is make it or break it time.
This is an opportunity for our team to test the balloons in real world conditions.
Following the commands coming from whistles, the volunteers snake through the parking lot at MetLife Stadium, pulling on ropes almost 100 feet long. And that's just what it'll take to control a very big name making her first appearance this year. Krista Pitts is the co-CEO of Lumistella. She tells Wins that the elf on the shelf will be there with a new friend, the extraordinary Nora.
To be able to have a balloon in that parade, we're part of Christmas.
Monica Guy, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM at MetLife Stadium.
Other new balloons include Minnie Mouse, Spider-Man, and Marshall the Dog from Paw Patrol. Another parade was held today, a Halloween pet parade in Long Island City. The event at Malt Drive Park included food and drinks, a photo booth, pet costume contest. Carmen Akella is the founder of JoJo & Company Pet Club.
I thought it was going to be amazing, but I think it exceeded my expectations. I met a lot of wonderful people. Everyone really went all out with their dogs and their costumes.
And she says people, even without pets, wanted to join the parade and did so. Wins News Time 3:08. The 53rd annual TCS New York City Marathon gets underway tomorrow morning. The 26.2-mile race through the five boroughs begins at 8 o'clock from the Verrazano Bridge. Tens of thousands of runners from more than 200 countries will be competing. Runners will get an extra hour of sleep with daylight saving time ending at 2 o'clock in the morning Sunday. And we've got you covered from the starting line on Staten Island to the finish line in Central Park. So stay with 1010 Wins for all the latest on the marathon. It's Smashing Pumpkins Day at Hudson River Park. The event at Pier 84 encourages people to break down those Halloween jack-o'-lanterns with bats and hammers and shovels. State Senator John Liu says the scraps will be used as compost.
This is going to be fun for kids of all ages, from 2 to 102. It's about learning. It's about doing something great for the environment and our city. And it's about having a smashing good time.
71,000 pounds of compost have been collected so far this year through the park's community compost program. Wins News Time 3:16. Halloween can be a tough time for kids with diabetes who can't eat candy.
It's part fun, part education. Candy Exchange organizer Rebecca Crespi is a diabetes specialist here at Montefiore Children's Hospital.
We encourage our kids to go trick-or-treating like they would with all their friends, our kids with diabetes. And then we say, hey, come for a post-Halloween party. Bring us all your candy because nobody should be having. And we're going to exchange your candy for a toy or a gift card.
11-year-old Marcel Trinidad dressed up as the Grim Reaper and exchanged 9 pounds of candy.
Me and my brothers helped me, and I gave some candy to him, so we were a team with it.
And how does it feel to give up the candy?
It feels right because I don't eat that much candy.
The candy is donated to first responders in the borough. Marla Diamond, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
Halloween got a bit more frightening in the Bronx on Thursday. A person on rollerblades dressed up as Spider-Man was seen firing shots at a man in East Tremont. Police say this happened around 7 o'clock at night on Union Avenue near East 156th Street. No one was hurt. The suspect and the intended target both fled. A gun was later found nearby in a trash can. And another costumed character is accused of beating and robbing a man last Sunday. Police say a man dressed up as Captain Jack Sparrow punched the victim several times at the Brook Avenue 6 train station around 4 o'clock in the morning. The suspect made off with the victim's AirPods and sneakers. Investigators are asking anyone with information in either case to call Crime Stoppers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.